I'm speaking to Mathieu Van Roor from Der Spiegel, who's in Tunisia. Mathieu, what's the situation like there now?
I would say after the revolution is over, but there is a lot. The situation is a lot more tense than when I left Tunisia about 1 week ago. On the streets, I witnessed lots of police violence against young protesters. They beat some of the young protesters up pretty severely. And I would say there is a lot of uncertainty in the air about who's actually in charge now. Because there is a new government, but there seems to be some rogue elements within the security services that basically walk around in the city and try to frighten people.
And what's the next step in terms of ascertaining who is going to be in power? What can we expect to happen there in the next few days?
Well, the police have gone back on duty, and that might be a step to increase security. But it's really not clear where all of this is going right now. The political transition process has just started. I mean, there is a commission that should work on a new constitution, and this commission has just started. And at the same time, the revolution is over, but the uncertainty that is in the air and the frustration also within, the young protesters, not only in Tunis, but, for example, in Sidi Bouzid, where the whole revolution started, is extremely high.
And you mentioned where the revolution started. Obviously, the events in Tunisia almost, one could say, kick-started what we're seeing in Egypt. What's the view of people in Tunisia of what's happening there now?
They are very proud that, Mohamed Bouazizi, the man who set himself on fire and subsequently set the whole Arab world on fire, that he is, a son of Tunisia. And somebody told me, because this is the first time that an Egyptian script is being written in Tunisia, because, obviously the Egyptian film industry is very dominant in the Arab world. So they look at these events in Cairo and have some kind of feeling that they are involved in this. But there is, as I said, a lot of anxiety over the situation in Tunisia, because they are afraid that now the whole world has turned their eyes on Cairo, but that Tunisia will maybe be forgotten, and that the conservative forces, the RCD forces of President Ben Ali, or just the old gang, might eventually just play their own games again and get somehow back to power.
Okay, and just finally, Mathieu, you mentioned that it is becoming more tense. So, what's it like walking around the streets there? What's the feeling? What's the scene?
Yeah, I mean it. Just compared with right after the revolution, when there was really a lot of joy in the air, when there was euphoria, people discovering their freedoms, when there was really this feeling of, we did it, there is now, it was a more depressive mood, just generally speaking. And also, you see lots of security forces on the main avenues in Tunis, Habib Bourguiba, for example. But not only police, also, secret police. You see in the night, there are some stories of militia attacking schools, and you don't really know who these militia are, and this is really, many people are afraid of because of that. So that's one thing. And yeah.
And sorry, what, you going to say something else there?
Yeah, I just wanted to jump in there because what was really a significant event was the return of Islamist leader Rashid Ghannouchi after his exile for more than 20 years. He lived in London on Sunday, and there were it was a huge mass. I mean, so many people were at the airport to welcome him. I would say around 5,000 people, although I can't be sure. But this is really something Tunisia has never seen before. And the question will really be how, you know, the newly enforced Islamist powers, newly enforced Islamist forces, the Ennahda party, what kind of role they will play in new Tunisia. Rashid Hanouchi, the leader of Ennahda, he talks, you know, that about supporting equality of man and wife. But there are some people who are at least who do at least mistrust these words.
Okay, well, we'll have to wait and see what happens over the next few days. But thank you very much for speaking, Mathieu.
Thank you.